is his observation that the basis of all of creation is to serve, one portion of the Creator serving another, and that the substance of the creation is love. Everything is made out of love, the creative energy of the Creator. Now, in our daily lives, it seems, from Nilvio's point of view, that service is more obvious and instinctual, that we are able to recognize the chances to be of service when they come about. We just simply see what needs to be done and we do it. Whereas love seems to be of a nature that has to be willed or to be worked on. It takes an effort, a conscious effort, and we're never really sure of how well we're doing. Whereas with service, we are aware of what we've done and can at least be aware that there was something accomplished. Whereas in loving, it's not so obvious. And we would like Quo's comments upon Nilvio's observations. Thank you.
So we are those of the principle of Quo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We apologize for the length of the time that the challenging process took. But this is always necessary work which needs to be done meticulously. And we attempt never to fail to mention this when it applies. We thank the one known as Carla for pursuing this process until satisfied. The discernment was necessary in our opinion. We are called to your group by your musings upon love and service. We thank you for this call, this opportunity to share our humble thoughts with you. As always, we encourage each to use his discrimination at all times and with each thought we may offer you. For we would never wish to put a stumbling block in your path. Therefore, discard those thoughts which do not shine with a kind of recognition within your perceptions. Discussing love is our favorite occupation. No subject rings with the purity of that primary Logos, that mystery, that great original thought of love. here the mystery begins, and here there shall be its embrace when all distortions cease. Love the beginning, and love the doom or ending. Before we embark upon words which shall surely fail to create full truth, we pause to worship that mystery. We are those of Akuo. We are those of Akuo and are once again with this instrument. We greatly appreciate sharing your vibrations at this time. It can certainly be seen to be evident and true that service is easier to attempt than love. True also is it that the boundaries between qualities pertaining to the divine shall always be weak. For love is and is all that there is. Thusly, service is the visible manifestation of the invisible and a primal love. Let us work first, then, with service. The questioner labors diligently within what this instrument calls one of the helping professions, being a medical doctor. It seems obvious that those who come before the gaze have need of a certain sort of help, which then is gladly given. However, serving in the clear and everyday ways people relate to each other within their professions, there lies a vast territory of very complex and shadowed landscape wherein discerning true service remains an attempt made by the follower of mazes and puzzles. It is sometimes very difficult to discern right service, and the efforts of a seeker to move beyond the limits set by the culture so that solutions to questions concerning true service may be found. For what is the service in a given situation wherein two souls wend their way moved by destiny? That destiny is inward, and its ways are felt only by the seeker herself, not the one who attempts to help from without. Or there is often that entity who asks for service, but for whom such service may well not be good to give. Those sensitive to this dynamic wherein service finds its nature in truth have a goodly work to do. For what is the service of an entity but that gift of love which has been his to give? The one known as Paul, the apostle, suggested that in terms of service, one might well think of the body, which has many members. The stomach aids by being a stomach, the ears by being ears, and so forth. So each entity has his gifts to share. Yet if each offers a different gift, how infinite must the body of love be? Then is service visible love? Is the service of an entity to share its gifts indeed? That is so, but there is the level beyond this, wherein the seeker realizes that the purest service is the realized or illumined being, that joyful self which has been nurtured and allowed to bloom in the light of faith. This is love. This is service to be. Then the entity may share each gift. Yet knowing that the breath that fills the service with meaning and value is love. Now let us return to love. We agree with you, my brother, that the ways of love are ways of mystery. This mystery is the nature of all manifestation, driven to its point of entrance into manifestation. Examined physical phenomena end in mystery. Metaphysical concepts may be followed far, but always end in mystery. Unknowing is the sigil, motto of the spiritual warrior. Thank you. Yet love feels a certain way, touches and transforms each entity in ways which tell that entity of the overwhelming and primary strength and force of that invisible quality. Within your density, true love has no voice. Yet there are many voices which strive to express love. Each seeker is that which is love. Yet which is creating sound and motion, constantly striving to discover that which it is. Turn the gaze inward and gaze steadfastly at that which the one known as William Yeats called the rag and bone shop of the heart. One of this instrument's favorite lines of poetry. Gaze at that illusion, that imperfection perceived, that undeniable self. You look at love. Continue always to seek love, how to express love, and how to be of service. Know these efforts for the often subtle arts that they are. Respect right use of power in being of service, in attempting to manifest love, and develop always, little by little, step by step, that place within which is engraved with the print of your feet. That place wherein holy things reside. Know this sanctuary daily. No moment of visiting this Holy of Holies is in vain. To all who are weary, we extend the encouragement of the fellow traveler. Within the suffering does always lie perfect, blooming, and fresh. The one infinite creator whose nature and being is love. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light and transfer to the one known as Jim. We are those of the call.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in love and in light. At this time, we would offer ourselves for the further querying, if there are any further queries.
I would like to ask a question. Prior to the session, we were talking about our week, and it seems that Garda is having a hard time dealing with physical and also mental emotional challenges. I wonder if there's anything that could be done to help the instrument. Thank you.
We find that this particular entity is not a stranger to that which she experiences at this time and indeed from time to time, periodically. Whenever an entity feels the weight of the incarnation upon the shoulders and is able to bear such weight with good humor, faith for the effort and the next opportunity, then an entity has become aware of more of the nature of the incarnative state. For too often are the senses dulled to that which is of importance, being the central focus of an incarnation. Entities are easily distracted, and incarnations are often used less than optimally by such avoidance of the catalyst placed for the progress pre-incarnatively. Thus, we offer this preamble as a kind of recognition that is an worthwhile achievement for a seeker to recognize that which is of importance in the incarnation, whether there be great difficulty associated with it or not, is an achievement in the spiritual discrimination necessary for development of the personality, metaphysically speaking. Thus, for the entity itself, we cannot speak any more helpfully than to commend the recognition and discrimination and the faith-filled perception accompanying these recognitions. There is always assistance that is possible to offer another in prayer and in meditation. For the prayers of each entity are as the rays of the sun to the growing flower. Is there any further query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I am Quo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query? Fatigue that is present at this time, and we would use this opportunity to thank each for making a great effort to join this circle of seeking, for we know that it was not particularly easy for a number of those present. We are always thrilled at this gathering, for we are able to be with you in a way which is most satisfying to us, in that we blend our hearts and minds with you as we speak with you and listen to you. In this way, we have our beingness in your illusion. And we thank you for the invitation at each opportunity. At this time, we shall take our leave of this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Quo. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Michelle. Mm-hmm. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people.